Scene 16. The Forbidden City. Topic 1. The Palace Museum. Read, listen, learn.
Uncle Ben, how did the Forbidden City get this name?
Well, in the feudal society, emperors had supreme power, so his residence was certainly a forbidden place.
His residence? You mean the whole palace?
Yes. The Forbidden City is divided into two parts. The southern section, or the outer court, was for the emperor to exercise his power over the nation. And the northern part, or the inner court, was for his royal family.
Oh, unbelievable! This was too luxurious.
Even the whole country belonged to him. That's why he is called the emperor.
Okay, then. I love these unique structured towers with the delicate carvings on them. It's really artistic.
Yeah, the buildings and designs of the Forbidden City are the peak of Chinese traditional architecture, not only scientific, but also suitable for living.
I agree. It's definitely a product of wisdom. Well, why were those small animal sculptures placed on the tops of the buildings?
Some of them are mascots, and some are symbols of power.
Why are there so many yellow things? Is yellow the lucky color in China?
Oh, no. In fact, yellow is the symbol of the royal family.
Just like the pattern dragon, right?
Exactly. Here is the nine dragon screen.
Oh, it's really fabulous. I want to take a picture here.
Sure. This will be a really good picture. Recitation.
I am an American girl. Now I am traveling in China. Today, I went to the Forbidden City. I was told that in the feudal society, the emperor had supreme power, so his residence was a forbidden place. That's why it got the name. There, I saw some really beautiful buildings and sculptures, which were all amazing. So I took many pictures.